Ladies and gentlemen, we welcome you all to Q1 FY24 earnings conference call of Venus Pipes and Tubes Limited, hosted by Antique Broking. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on date of this call. These statements are not the guarantees of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Pallav Agarwal from Antique Broking. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah, thank you, Neil. Good afternoon, everyone. A very warm welcome to everyone for the Q1 FY24 earnings call for Venus Pipes and Tubes Limited. Today we have with us Mr. Arun Kothari, the Managing Director and CFO, Mr. Dhruv Patel, the Whole-time Director, Mr. Kunal Bubna, the President of Finance, and we also have Mr. Stephen Muller, who is the Marketing Representative for Venus Pipes and Tubes for the European markets. We will have the opening remarks from Mr. Arun Kothari, followed by Mr. Stephen, who will brief us on the on-ground situation and operations of Venus Pipes in the European markets. Following which, Mr. Kunal Bubna will discuss the operational and financial performance for Q1 FY24. Please note that Mr. Stephen will be on the call only to give his opening commentary, and the rest of the Q&A session will be addressed by Mr. Arun. Thank you, and over to you, Arun, sir, for your opening comments.
Good afternoon, everyone. To begin with, we have uploaded our Q1 FY24 investor presentation on stock exchanges and company's website, and I hope you had an opportunity to go through the same. I will give you a brief update on the quarter gone by. Post that, we'll talk about our strategy for FY24 and beyond. If I look back, FY23 was a special year for us. We came up with an IPO and raised fund for expanding our facilities. Since then, there has been no looking back. We had a robust financial performance in FY23 and achieved highest ever revenues, EBITDA and PAT, aided by favorable government policy and macro environment in the country. We entered in Q1 FY24 with great enthusiasm and commenced commercial production for our plant capacity expansion of seamless pipe and welded pipe. Alongside, we have also commenced commercial operation for backward integration of the seamless pipe production of mother hollow pipe. We now are up and running with full capacity of the 33,600 MTA, and with the CapEx cycle in India booming and improving geopolitical environment, we are optimistic of demand scenario going forward. Talking about the Indian economy, India continues to remain in bright spot on the globe. Reports by various agencies expect the world GDP growth to be around 3.5%, while India is expected to grow by 6.5%, largely led by government focus on manufacturing sector, with initiatives such as PLI and Make in India. We believe that this initiative will act as a catalyst to the upswing in CapEx cycle and manufacturing capabilities, and capacity creation will happen across industries. The result of this focus is largely visible, with India's PMI being above 55. Speaking on the stainless steel industry, overall, the stainless steel pipes and tube industry is experiencing a spectrum from unorganized to organized player on the back of addition of anti-dumping duty by the government in seamless pipe, compulsion of the BIS certification in stainless steel pipe industry, more focus on customer towards quality and reliability of the product by consumers. Coming to Venus, I would like to give a few important updates. As we are seeing higher capacity creation across industry, we are optimistic of the demand scenario going forward, and hence we will be adding further capacity of 4,800 MTA of the seamless pipe in next 6 months. We recently commissioned our LSAW plant for manufacturing welded pipe. This LSAW plant was initially proposed to manufacture pipe up to 48 inches dia. However, we have enhanced our capability, and now this can be manufactured pipe up to dia 56 inches. This will increase our SKU offering. A few modifications have been done in installation of the piercing line for manufacturing of mother hollow pipe, which will lead to higher operational efficiency of the mill and will ultimately lead to increase in production efficiency. This will ensure the majority of our requirement of mother hollow pipe for in-house manufacturing of the seamless pipe will be catered through these capacities. The total capital outlay for this expansion should be in the range of 40 to 45 crore, and will be funded from internal accruals. Speaking on the Q1 FY24 performance, our revenue from seamless has increased almost 150% on year-on-year basis on account of higher demand by customers for seamless pipe across industry. We were able to generate higher revenue from this segment due to our high quality, reliability and in-house manufacturing capability and trust for Venus brand in the market. Revenue for welded pipe stood flat primarily on the back of reduction in the raw material prices, which is passed through in our industry. Having said that, our volume growth was healthy for our welded pipe as well. Our on blended level, if you see the volume growth, has been in the range of 70% on year-on-year basis and in range of 25% on quarter-to-quarter basis. Speaking on the financial performance, we are happy to report that we have been able to achieve our highest ever revenue and profitability for Q1 FY24. Our revenue for Q1 has been increased by 58.1% for Q1 FY24 on year-on-year basis, while our EBITDA saw an increase of 91.7% on year-on-year basis. I would like to highlight that our EBITDA margins show a significant improvement, largely attributed to higher sales from seamless pipe, which is a high-margin product, and also because of our backward integration of the mother hollow pipe. With our consistent supply of the high-quality products on timely basis, we have been able to increase our share of sale to direct domestic customer to 68% in Q1 FY24 as compared to 55% in Q1 FY23. This is testimony of the, our product quality and trust in the brand Venus by our customers. Export sales for the Q1 FY24 were down primarily on account of use of imported raw materials for manufacturing of seamless pipe. However, we have commenced our manufacturing of the piercing line as a strategy of backward integration to manufacture the mother hollow pipe. With this backward integration, we believe that export revenue should see a huge upswing in going forward. We also continue to participate in multiple fairs and exhibitions across the globe to display our wide range of products and our manufacturing capability for increasing our brand presence in the export market. We have been receiving positive responses and inquiries, giving us confidence to improve our penetration and achieve a targeted export. Stephen on the call will give you more updates on our export market, especially in the European market and on our strategy around it. Overall, we are well positioned to capture new market for the strong partnership and continue to raise the bar in terms of product excellence and customer satisfaction. I now hand over the call to Mr. Stephen Muller, who has been associated with Venus Pipe for more than a year and a half now. Is the marketing representative for Venus in the European market. Stephen has experienced over a decade in this industry with a strong network and customer relationship across the European market. Over to you, Stephen.
Thank you, Arun. Hello to everyone. I will begin by giving some short overview on the current economic situation in Europe and will move on to talk about operations and opportunities for Venus Pipe and Tube in the European market. As you all remember, over the last 24 months, Europe has faced numerous challenges that have impacted its industries and, of course, its economy. You know about the geopolitical tensions disrupting the demand and consumption. We have faced higher inflation on account, increasing interest rates, and we have energy prices which have been rising 3 times higher of what it was the pre-COVID period. To add on to this, Europe is facing a labor crisis, missing people, cost of labor has increased multiple fold in the last 2 to 3 years. You see, all this have caused significant challenges for local European manufacturers in this market to sustain and expand the capacities. In fact, the smaller unorganized players, which small manufacturing facilities, are facing, I will say, even survival challenges. The local manufacturers in Europe have not made any significant investments in expanding their technology and capacity over the last years. This opens up a huge opportunity for an organized manufacturer like Venus, who has developed its capabilities over time in terms of product portfolio, quality, SKUs, certifications and technology, which is one of the best in the industry. Talking about Venus, the company marked its presence in Europe markets for more than 5 years now. During this initial phase, Venus as a brand improved its market presence by serving customers with quality products. The way the industry works is when a new player enters in the market, there is a gestation period involved and customers place trial order before handing out larger ones. For Venus, this gestation period is largely over and the company is now receiving full-fledged big orders from customers and the order book and pipeline looks very robust. This evidence of Venus' ability to quickly establish a long brand, a strong brand, thanks to its timely and high-quality product offerings. The Venus success in the European market can also be attributed to its collaboration with distributors, retailers, with focus on high-value products. By catering to specialized needs and delivering exceptional customer service, Venus has gained a competitive advantage over more competition. Additionally to the company's backward integration of production of mother hollow pipes, for seamless pipes has further increased the acceptance of the company products. The demand, if you take the terms of demand scenario on account on the energy crisis pertaining in the Europe currently, all the existing heat exchanger systems are mostly seeing a revamp. This will benefit Venus as a company manufactures stainless steel high precision and heat exchanger tubes. Demand from offshore oil and gas companies as well pharmaceuticals will grow for the seamless and welded pipes. Going forward, Europe will provide multifold opportunities for prominent stainless steel pipe manufacturers like Venus, who are known for quality and will play an important role. Venus has strategically positioned itself to capitalize on its strengths and seize emerging opportunities, making a formidable manufacturer in the stainless steel pipes and tubes category in Europe. Yeah, that's the small resume from Europe. Now I will hand over to call to Mr. Kunal Bubner, President Finance and Accounts, to take you through the operational and financial highlights of the quarter. Thank you for listening.
Thank you, Mr. Chetan. Good afternoon, everyone, and a very warm welcome to our earnings conference call. We are happy to report that our company has yet again reported highest quarterly revenue, EBITDA and PAT in Q1 FY24. On the revenue front, revenue from operations for Q1 FY24 stood at rupees 179.6 crore as compared to 113.6 crore in Q1 FY23, a growth of 58.1% year-on-year basis. Revenue bifurcation for the quarter was 62% from seamless and 4% from other sales. Sales from seamless pipe increased by 150% in Q1 FY22. The growth in this seamless was backed by robust volume growth. Sales from welded for Q1 FY24 stood at rupees 60.8 crore as compared to rupees 60.3 crore in FY23. The sales for welded pipe were flat majorly on account of dip in the RM price as compared to Q1 FY23. If you further analyze, we have witnessed a double-digit volume growth on Y-on-Y basis. Our direct domestic sales to brand are up 95% year-on-year in Q1 FY24. Sharing of revenue from direct domestic customer has increased to 68% in Q1 FY24 from 55% in Q1 FY23. As mentioned earlier, export market has seen temporary reduction in sales due to use of imported RM in manufacturing of seamless pipes. However, with the new capacity operational now, we believe we have a huge runway for a growth in export market going ahead. EBITDA stood at rupees 27.6 crore for Q1 FY24 as against 14.4 crore in Q1 FY23, a growth of 92%. EBITDA margin for Q1 FY24 stood at 15.4% as compared to 12.7% in Q1 FY23, a growth of 270 basis points. PAT for the quarter stood at rupees 17.4 crore as compared to rupees 9.1 crore in Q1 FY23 and rupees 13.5 crore in Q4 FY23, a growth of 91% year-on-year and 29% Q-on-Q. Further, we had been a strive to increase our market share by addition in the product for client and serve the existing clients better. With this, I would like to open the floor for Q&A round.
Thank you very much. We'll now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking your question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The first question is from the line of Kunal Kothari from Centrum Broking. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you so much, and many congratulations to the winners team for their set of numbers. So my question is related to what will be the current order book and how we see the exports turning going forward, and what is the reason that from last couple of quarters we having such a dull export sales?
Yeah. Yeah, basically the order book is around 200 odd crore as on date, and further from the perspective of export, as we said earlier also, the import and the Chinese imported raw material are not accepted by the European manufacturer, so that has been holding up to export in more quantity. But as you know, we have started the backward integration of hollow pipe, that is in-house manufacturing of hollow pipe, by putting a piercing technology. So that has started from 24th of May. So this will really help us to penetrate the export market. And out of this 200 crore of order book, we have around 35 to 40 odd crore from export order book. So I think from the coming quarter to come, there would be definitely there will be more penetration towards export side.
Okay, great. And second question is, as we have expanded our capacity with much value-added product portfolio, so compared to our traditional area of sales, where we see our business expanding further, like we are entering into, you know, new segments, new customer base and new geographies. So can you just, throw some light on the strategy going forward? How we are expanding our reach and achieve our sales target?
See, basically, if you see the predominant sector, what we have been catering earlier was chemical and engineering. So it will definitely always found a good pie of our total contribution. But we have been expanding to pharmaceutical, food processing, oil and gas. These are the few other sectors which will be fertilizer, food processing and oil and gas, that would be further added up going ahead with this entire SKUs of higher sizes and all being built up going ahead.
Further, Kunal,
and from the,
further, Kunal, we have recently added that there is a very good demand is coming from the railway sector. So we have already started to supply to a number of companies who are manufacturing the wagons. So there is a very good demand coming from the railway sector also. So this sector has been also added in the last quarter.
Okay. And lastly, on ELSO, as it's a new product portfolio that we added, which sector does it will cater to?
Mainly it will go in the, there is a very good demand in the, right now in the coming from India is water sector. So it will go in the oil and gas also. Some part will also go in the chemical sector also, or some part in fertilizer sector. So in all the sector, we are already catering to a number of customers.
Okay. Great. Thank you so much and all the best for future. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Dhruv Jain from Ambit Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi sir, thank you so much for the opportunity. Sir, I had a couple of questions.
Can you please speak through the handset?
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Yeah. So sir, I had a couple of questions. So sir, one was that in your investor update, you mentioned that
you've seen a decline in realization in the welded segment, and that's why revenue is flat. So can you just let us know what was the quantum of decline, please?
Yeah, it was in the range of 13%-15%.
Okay. And sir, with respect to, you know, the order book that you mentioned, right? If you could just let us know what's the percentage of, you know, stainless or seamless pipes as a thumb rule, if you should think that, as a percentage of the overall CapEx, what your customer is doing, what will be that quantum in terms of, say, the seamless or the welded?
Volume, yeah. Basically, in volume term, 55%-60% would be welded, and balance would be seamless pipe.
Okay. And no, so I was talking more from a, you know, say, for example, if the project size is X, so what will be the quantum of the seamless or the stainless pipe as a percentage of the overall project size that your customer might be incurring, if there's a calculation that you have done around that?
No, it's really very tough to give, because it depends on how far is the site, how many internals they move the pipe within the premises. There are n number of factors which play into it. So giving any fixed figure of any percentage would be very, very tough for us.
Okay. And since we have Stephen also on the call, so just had a question for him as to, you know, how has been the acceptability of the Indian seamless and stainless pipes, and, you know, how has that acceptability changed over the last 2 or 3 years? And, you know, in case, I mean, because you guys are looking to export, you know, in a big way in the future, you know, what's the sort of regulatory barriers that have been created? Any color would be appreciated there, sir. Thanks.
See, if you see, we have been exporting to Europe for more than 5 years, and that has to be, it had been around 10% of total export volume in FY 2021. But from FY 2022 and post that, we have been facing challenge because of the Chinese raw material. So I think, the acceptability of Indian-made seamless pipe and also through the piercing, very highly acceptable in Europe. There are no such, we have found any plant coming up with any specific demarcation between piercing or any other technology in Europe till date. So I think it is widely accepted, and again, I see the prices and other factors, which we, because of that, the prices are on a higher side, what the European manufacturers sell as compared to we as Indian goods are priced. So it give also as a competitive advantage to penetrate those markets.
Thanks. Thanks, sir.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Sneha Talreja from Edelweiss Financial Services. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, and congratulations on great set of numbers. So just two questions from my end. First, we just wanted to understand about the new capacity additions that you are taking place. Kunal, you could just give us some light on the seamless side. Firstly, just after increasing your capacity by 3x, what is giving you confidence to increase the capacity further? Where are we right now in terms of expanded capacity, and how do we see the utilization rate ramping up? Some flavor here would be helpful.
Yeah. See, basically, for seamless, as you said, see, all the capacity are all been installed and started. And on the front of seamless, we are working on a 60%-65% utilization level. And on the front of hollow pipe manufacturing, it's around 55% odd till last quarter, the utilization level. And for welded, the new capacity for welded, that is the higher dia tube mills, and the LSAW, which we recently started on 21st in July, that has been working around 25%-30%. So the reason for expanding in seamless, see, we have been seeing good amount of traction post anti-dumping and all through for seamless. And many of the users are also shifting to, though it's costly one, seamless, but they are also shifting because it can withstand more pressure and it's more completely more quality-wise, more comfortable when using your process. So we found key keeping, and you have been seeing that our seamless turnover had been increasing both in the form of value and volume. So that give us a utmost confidence to increase the capacity around 50% for seamless going ahead. And as we said you earlier also, we will also be trying to work on a smaller size of tubes, which will also give us a higher, it will be more of a value-added product also, and it will also give us a higher margin going ahead.
Sure, sir. And what is the utilization going ahead? how are you seeing that scaling up?
See, we are targeting for FY25 around both welded and seamless taken together around 70% of the 33,600.
Understood. Just last technical bit.
Sorry to interrupt you. I will request to join.
Sure, we'll do that. Thank you.
I request to all the participants, please restrict to 2 questions per participant. If time permits, please come back in the question queue for a follow-up question. Next question is from the line of Nirav Shah from GC Investments. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Good afternoon, sir, and congratulations on a very strong set of numbers. 2 questions, sir. We are expanding our seamless capacity by 50%, and through some efficiency levels, we are also increasing the piercing mill capacity. So will it continue to match on an expanded capacity basis?
Not, we are trying to match, but we believe it, we will be able to come in first, those utilization start, but it will not 100% match with that.
Okay, so till we operate at 80-90%, it should be okay. I mean, we should be sourcing everything internally.
I think those level we would be able to achieve it going ahead. But it will take a few more months for us to do those entire production and come up with those answers.
Got it, sir. And the second question is, I mean, you've just mentioned you are targeting around 75% utilization for FY24.
70%, yeah.
70%
on the total 33,600.
Because that number we have guided earlier at 60% capacity, so we are kind of slightly upping our guidance.
Yes. Okay. Yes, keeping all, if you see the first quarter volume growth and all, and in the last quarter, so we believe there are a good amount of upstake in the market from the penetration level order book. So we believe we will be able to take it to 70% in this FY24.
Got it. And during the quarter, the volume growth was how much, sir? I mean, blended basis?
25% around.
25%, that was sequential?
Q1Q.
Q1Q volume growth. Perfect. Great, sir. Thanks, sir, and all the best.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Sahil Sanghvi from Monarch Network Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity and congratulations for good set of numbers. My first question is that now once this 400 tons per month of new seamless capacity will be commissioning, we'll have half of the capacity. I mean, we'll have around say 14,000 tons roughly annually coming from seamless and 24,000 tons from welded. That means we'll be higher on the the high margin product in our portfolio. So can we do more better margins from what you've guided now?
See, basically this seamless would be coming in the coming 6 months, so it will be more of a end of this financial year. So I think what we have guided around on a blended basis, 30% uptick in the margin. So currently, I think we track, but definitely add to the capacity, but it will come in the 5 of this year.
It will come in when, sorry?
Another 6 months. It will be in so not much result.
Sir, sorry to interrupt you, but we are losing your audio.
Yeah. I have to say it will come in and have to not much of this it will add to add this year. So I think it's better to take the guidance of 30% on a blended basis increase in EBITDA for FY24.
And so my question was more of on a full utilization basis. If whatever capacity we've commissioned, including the new seamless that we announced yesterday, as a complete portfolio, we'll have higher proportion of seamless than, I mean, compared to what you had announced before. So margin guidance remains the same?
Yes, Sahilji. For the seamless segment, in oral basis, you will see Sahilji. Hello. Yes.
Yes.
In oral basis, Sahilji, our utilization will be around 70%. But in seamless segment, we are expecting we will able to utilize almost 85-90% for installed capacity. The new capacity will ramp up mostly in the, we can say, last quarter of the FY24. So new capacity utilization, we can expect that for the last quarter, we'll utilize some of the capacity in last quarter of the FY 2024.
Got it, sir. Got it, sir. And my second question would be, what would be the revenue potential of this complete, you know, capacities that you've announced and everything, I mean, including the 400 million ton per ton of seamless? What could be the revenue potential, sir?
See, from all, again, from all this capacity, we can see upside revenue compared to the FY 2023. We can see growth of the almost 2.5 times from the compared to FY 2023.
2-2.5 times.
2-2.5 times. Depends on the segment, which segment we'll cater, because there is a some grade difference also. So if you, if you manufacture the higher grade pipes, so then there will be revenue may increase, or almost minimum 2 times revenue potential minimum is there. It can be achieved up to 2.5 times.
Got it, sir. Got it. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Vikas Singh from PhillipCapital. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir, and congratulations on a very good set of numbers. Sir, just on the immediate term, I just wanted to understand, if I look at your numbers, then this quarter, seamless has jumped significantly, while welded has been kind of just flattish. So is it, going forward, when your welded capacities will start ramp up, are we expecting any dilution in margins, or is this kind of the margins we would be able to maintain?
See, basically, for seamless, it's basically not a percentage basis what we see the margin. Basically, our EBITDA per kg, what we see. So there will be no dilution in the margin individually if I speak for welded or I speak for seamless. It will, for both welded and seamless, it would be increasing going ahead also. And proportion-wise, definitely, seamless was on a higher side on in value terms of 60-62%. But again, definitely, as and when with welded come, volume-wise, if we see, it will be, 65-70 welded and 35 around for 35-40% for seamless.
Understood, sir. Sir, my second question pertains to our LSAW mill. If I compare to some of our competitors, our LSAW mill size is usually very small, and oil and gas usually demands for a larger capacity kind of the mill. So just wanted to understand, what was the thought process here, or we have a plan to get into further larger capacities of LSAW and then HSAW in a future course of time?
Because before oil and gas sector, for in HSAW segment, we had the LSAW facility up to 56 inch dia size of the pipe. Previously, as earlier mentioned, previously it was planned up to 48 inch dia size of the pipe. In almost all the largest water quantities consumed in the HSAW, in the oil and gas sector, is up to, mostly up to 56 inch dia size of the pipe. We can say more than 80% is the quantities are up to 56 inch dia size of the pipe. So it will capable to supply, easily capable, we are, we'll be easily capable to supply to oil and gas segment, because we can able to manufacture up to 80 inch dia, 80% of the total requirement on the oil and gas sector, whatever they require.
So I was more talking about the tonnage basis. Our capacity seems to be pretty small vis-a-vis competitors. So that's what I was basically-
No, because if you see in the quantity basis, in the HSAW segment, in all the other competitors, is also having LSAW facility of the almost this size of level. This is the HSAW segment. The other players who is having bigger, more LSAW facility will be in the carbon steel and other products. In India, almost all LSAW plant, which is having the segment in the HSAW industry, is having capacity in tonnage almost equal to us only.
This is purely HSAW, LSAW?
Yeah, purely HSAW.
Yes.
Purely HSAW. If you can-
That answer my questions. Thank you, sir, and all the best.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Shivam Vashi from Inga Ventures. Please go ahead.
Hey, hello, sir. First off, you know, congratulations on a great set of numbers for the quarter. So, just want to understand, we have a piercing, Venus has a piercing line, as for the hollow pipes. Vis-a-vis the extrusion, how is the market shaping up in terms of product acceptability? Is the customer do demand for extrusion or more they are fine with piercing, is the piercing pipes are now more acceptable in the market? Can you just throw some more light on it?
See, it's generally what we have seen with the customer, it is the standard what they narrate when they place an order. It is not the technology basically what they are paying on. So we have generally what we find 90% to 90%, around 90% is acceptable as a POC technology. There can be few grand difference or other very niche sectors where the specific demand for executions are there. But obviously, as I said, majority are very comfortable with this technology. Basically, they enumerate the standards of manufacturing of pipes.
Okay. Now, so the fact that, piercing line, it seems to be when we see it with our competition, because of piercing line, we are having a better asset turn vis-à-vis competition, where in the extrusion line you have a lower asset turn. So, with the competition is going towards that as well. So I just want to understand how large is the market size for both piercing and extrusion? Piercing is now outgrowing extrusion in terms of acceptability. So hence, Venus will be sticking to its piercing line only.
Shivam ji,
Yeah, please.
Shivam ji, for the extrusion of piercing, now we cannot able to define the whatever capacity in the market required from the extrusion, what is the piercing. But whatever we have observed since in last 5 years in the market, acceptability of the piercing product as well as the extrusion product is almost at the same level. There is a very few industry in the India or world which demand, particularly if any quotation, any inquiry come from the any buyer, they never ask if material should be from the piercing or material should be from the extrusion. They simply ask the seamless pipe. So almost in the 95% of the seamless demand in all over India as well as in the global level is the piercing product is acceptable. Some of the 5% we can say ki whoever demand ki product should be from the extrusion. So right now, if any competition will come from the extrusion segment, because in market the quality is both the product quality is accepted. So piercing product is also accepted in the international market as well as in domestic market in any type of industry. So we don't foresee ki any competition will come due to reason of the extrusion of piercing mill. It depends on the, you get the minor better margin, because in India or in globe, very few players having the extrusion facility. So you can get slightly better margin on the extrusion facility. So right now we are not much able to define how much capacity is required in piercing or how much in the extrusion.
Right, sir. So basically, given the kind of acceptability that is coming in for the piercing through hollow, so we are very much well placed. The asset turns will be fine for us to serve this market with the lower CapEx.
Yes, sir. We are very hopeful.
Great, sir. That answers my question. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Harshit Jhaveri from Pi Square Investments. Please go ahead.
Okay, sir. Congratulations for the great set of numbers. So you guided that the order book currently stands around 200 crore. So it is executable in next quarter?
Yes, more or less for 90 to 100 days only.
Okay. And your guidance for 2 to 2.5 times revenue, that we expect by FY25?
Sir, see, the endeavor will always be there to achieve it by FY25.
Okay. And sir, with you being concentrated in the chemical industry, currently the industry is facing some headwinds with around 40%-50% utilization. Do we see that as a risk for Venus as a brand?
Sir, see, we definitely chemical form a good chunk, but again, we supply to 10 to 12 other sector also. And engineering also form a good pie of our total order book and all. And that's why we have been expanding to other sector, expanding to other part of the country. And we are also trying to penetrate ourselves in export market. So that's why you want to hedge it in a way so that any sector being affected, as you said, like chemical is slightly affected, we are not affected much by that.
Okay, sir. All the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Harsh from Chris PMS. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. Congratulations, team, for a great set of numbers. I had a couple of questions. One, for expanding domestic market, as you increase the guidance also, so we are seeing a market growing faster or is that we are confident that we would gain share from the other set of players, or is it a combination of both that the additional capacities would get absorbed quicker this year?
Definitely, it will be a combination of both. We are, as I said, we are targeting other sector also. We are also targeting other part of the country, and we are also targeting a good amount in export market. So it's basically a mix of all this combination which give us a confidence that we will be able to achieve the target number what we have set.
Got it. Perfect. And just one more question. Apart from Europe, do we have any other big market where, you know, we can look to explore and, you know, like we have an advantage in Europe, some other country, et cetera, where we can, you know, target in future?
Yes, definitely. We are the other country also in our target. So we are exploring opportunity in which country we can focus. There's a very good demand comes from the United States also, and demand comes from the Africa also. But right now we are in the export market, we are heavier, the more focus in Europe. But in coming quarters, we can see the growth in the African market as well as in US market.
Perfect. Just one follow-up question on this. If the landed price would still be competitive in US and Africa, post shipping and everything, right?
Yes, yes.
Definitely.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much. Best of luck.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Next question is from the line of Ankit from JHP Securities. Please go ahead.
Am I audible? Hello?
Yeah, yeah, you are audible.
Yeah, thank you for taking up my question, and congratulations on a good set of numbers. I have one question. So, what is the segment-wise sales volume for both the segments?
Sales volume?
That's it.
Sir, we don't. Yeah, we don't give quarterly volume. It's been given on annual basis only.
Okay, 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 okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask the question. Next follow-up question is from the line of Sneha Talreja from Edelweiss. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity again, sir. Just wanted to understand two bookkeeping questions. Where is the gross debt currently standing at, and how was the working capital days, so in Q1?
The working capital days are basically aligned with what has been earlier. It's around 105 days, net working capital cycle. And the gross debt for working capital is around 40 odd crore to a long-term debt. So total debt on the book on gross level is 120, and a net debt of around 105 and 110 crores.
Understood. Thanks a lot, sir, and all.
Thank you. Next question is from Soumitra Joshi, individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yeah, you are audible.
Yeah. So I'm a newcomer into this industry. I've been analyzing this. There are two questions that I have from my side. The first one is, I would like to understand, from a margin perspective, like, you've seen a sharp uptick in the margins. Now, if we compare it with our competitors, let's say from the southern side, I'll just name them, you can ignore it if you want it. Let's say a Hari Om Pipes and a Venus Pipes. What is it that we are doing differently, or our company is doing differently, that slowly but steadily the margins are really going up and we are creating that differential between the two? That is the first question. The second question is with respect to, China has opened up, but really the Chinese economy hasn't kicked in. So because of that, a lot of dumping is happening across the world by Chinese products, and that is one reason why the chemical sector is facing a lot of headwinds. Now, considering manufacturing into the picture, the same reason, does it hold true for Indian pipe companies also, especially in exports, that a lot of pressure is coming in from China?
Yeah, just to take your first question first. Basically, Hari Om pipe is not in the SS grade of pipe, welded and seamless, what we manufacture. It's in the completely entire different sector. So it will be, it won't be right to compare us with them. So we won't be able to comment on, as compared to Hari Om pipe. And see, for reason our EBITDA had been increasing over a period of year, as we said, ki, we have started with this backward integration. We have been adding a capacity for welded up to 48-56 inch, which very few in the country does. We have been shifting our revenue proportion from trader and stockage towards more toward direct sales. And going forward also, we are moving towards export, and the entire backward value chain would be there. That is the reason which is predominantly increasing our margin. And from the perspective of China, you can see what has happened in our industry in the month of December 22 on the seamless pipe and also the raw material. There has been anti-dumping inculcated by the government of India for 5 years. So that really saves the Indian manufacturer from the China dumping being happening here.
That would be only for India, right? When it comes to exports, let's say Europe, I am not sure if the same anti.
See, Europe is not taking basically Chinese raw material, so it will not be much affected. We won't be much affected by your China opening for Europe.
So basically, that would not be impacting the piping sector across.
Yeah.
Not only Venus, but anyone in India will not.
So Europe, I am telling basically, Europe side won't be affected.
Not only Venus, that means the entire piping sector as such is not impacted by China.
We can't say all the pipe sector, especially for, we are talking about the stainless steel pipe industry, in SS pipe industry, not in the carbon steel or in MS.
Okay.
Piping sector is defined in different sector. Venus is in SS pipe industry. What in India is very few players is having SS facility in India.
Okay. And in this particular sector, because of the anti-dumping duty, there is no threat of China's
yes.
Here, or the
yes.
Export part.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll take that as the last question. I now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
I take this opportunity to thank everyone for joining the call. We will keep updating the investor community on a regular basis for incremental updates on your company. I hope we have been able to address all of your queries. For any further information, kindly contact SGA, our investor relationship advisor for your company. Thank you once again.
Thank you very much. On behalf of Antique Stock Broking, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.